Well, as we continue on with what's going on inside agriculture, leaders of the House and Senate Ag Committees say the just passed tax bill delivers lower taxes for farmers and ranchers. House Ag Chair Mike Conaway stated this: from lower marginal rates to the treatment of pass-through income to improve small business expensing, this bill delivers for farmers, ranchers, and all rural America. Meanwhile, Senate Ag Chairman Pat Roberts says the legislation impacts every single American, offering a fairer, simpler tax code. For farmers, Roberts says the bill creates a much more pro-growth tax system, lowering the tax burden on farmers and ranchers. The bill also doubles the exemptions from the estate tax up to $22 million per couple. While not all agree that the bill will benefit farmers and ranchers, the partisan bill was not supported by Democrats. Further, the bill will deliver near-term benefits to farmers, but many of the ag important provisions are temporary. The National Farmers Union says the bill ultimately provides handouts for the wealthy that will be paid for by family farmers, ranchers, the lower and middle classes, and our future generations. The American Farm Bureau Federation applauded the bill and stated AFBF will now focus on making those important tax deductions, lower rates, and the estate tax exemption actually permanent. While Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue calls the recently passed tax reform bill a once-in-a-generation reform of the federal tax code, calling tax reform an eagerly awaited Christmas present for taxpayers, Perdue says tax-paying people of American agriculture need relief. In his statement, Perdue offered thanks to President Trump and commended Congress for passage of the legislation. He says most family farms are run as a small business and that they should be able to keep more of what they earn to reinvest in their operations and take care of their families. Perdue says that simplifying the tax code and easing the burden on citizens will free them up to make choices for themselves, create jobs, also boost the overall American economy. Well, business leaders in Canada are trying to sway Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to join the now U.S. Free Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. In an open letter, more than a dozen business leaders are telling Trudeau to join the pact that the U.S. left earlier this year. Canada-based Business News Network reports the letter doesn't specifically mention the threat of a U.S. withdrawal from the North America Free Trade Agreement, but says trade diversification is more important than ever. A spokesperson for Canada's international trade minister says the government is redoubling its efforts to consult with stakeholders to make sure Canada gets the best deal possible on the revived TPP. However, with Canada absent from the recent Asian-Pacific Economic Cooperation meeting, Japan is considering pressing forward without interaction with Canada in the TPP talks. Canada's agriculture groups last month continued to press the nation to move forward with TPP, citing uncertainties with NAFTA as a reason to bolster other trade markets. Well, also, when it comes to agriculture trade, we have to understand that our president pulled us out of TPP, also working on pulling us out of NAFTA. And I guess when it comes to trade with other countries, it would not be a good thing to pull us out of agriculture trade. Well, when it comes to what's going on as far as trade is concerned, got to remind you that we're going to come back and talk more trade. We're actually going to take a pause for the cause here. But when we come back, we're actually going to talk about a meeting that took place in Wisconsin last week, and it focused on trade. But right now, got to remind you, you're listening to Inside Agriculture on the Inside Agriculture Radio Network. Join us on 910 Classic Country, KCJB in Minot. Also, the area's information stations, 930 KSTN and 1021 in Aberdeen, South Dakota. 660 Keys News Radio in Williston. Farm News and Real Country, Thunder 106.1. And Ag News 890 in Lisbon and Fargo. We'll come back, and we're going to talk more trade after that meeting in Wisconsin last week. That's coming your way next.